You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
The shortest theme song gives way to the greatest of all Patriots pods. That's right. Your old pals, Fitzy and Hart, coming back at you once again with a classic type of early week six rings in football things here, brought to you by your friends at WEEI Odyssey and 2400 Sports. It's at Jumbo Hart. It's at Fitzy GFY. And it's you, the good people of Patriots Nation, here with just a classic. We just got a lot of Patriot things to discuss today, folks. We've got mock drafts. We've got tweets that were accidentally liked. We've got announcements of camp dates. We've got PFF stats sure to enrage Andy Hart. We've got tweets that shouldn't have been liked. We've got trades, trade back options, and so much more. Andy, but I would like to begin today real quick off the top. You, just before we get to recording today, you put out a tweet that I thought was quite interesting indeed, not only just for the gumption you had to tweet this, but also the responses to the tweet and the replies. You tweeted it, 45 minutes prior to us recording here, Tuesday morning, March 19th, 2024. Hashtag Patriots fans, how do you currently feel about the Kraft family's leadership in New England? People's options were better, worse, same as in the past, or please reply if different or otherwise. Now, mind you, everybody, this comes on the heels of some of the negative reaction to the Dynasty docuseries, which premiered its final two episodes last Friday, episodes 9 and 10, 9 being largely about the difficulties in the locker room with social justice, the Trump episode, Super Bowl 52, and Super Bowl 53, and the finale of everything, Brady and Belichick, a more triumphant finale, episode 10. Plus also, Gerard Mayo as head coach, the quote, weaponizing of the offense and free agency, and so much more. And Andy, to date, with almost 1,000 replies in less than an hour, better is only at 4%, worse is at 65%, and same as in the past is at 31%. And now the replies, we got some, despite everything, I still have faith in Robert and Jonathan. I've got some more. I've got worse. I don't blame Bill for everything. It's not always his entire fault. Seems like they're following the Red Sox game plan. And here's one, a regular replier to all things we post in our listener. I'm actually losing faith in the fan base. The rebuild started in 2020, went nowhere, so Bill was relieved of his duties. Good. Now people want a complete 180 before we've played a game. before the effing draft because they lost Ridley, a number two receiver who would be overpaid. So still, Patriots fans, the one thing that's the most constant I see of all this, Andy, Pats fans are still an absolute mess. Like, we are a complete, for lack of better phrasing, dollar in the swear jar this early, Fitzy. We're a shit show. We have been ever since Tom Brady, through COVID and beyond. We almost came out of it in 2021, but then, of course, following the bye and then the Pats getting their balls handed to them in Buffalo in January, and ever since then, have been a complete mess. We're all over the place, and I think this survey proves that point perfectly.
And I think I would go to the very simple phrase that life is hard. Well, NFL life is even harder probably than real world life. It just is. And like, I never thought the Krafts were the perfect owners or Belichick was the perfect coach. Brady was close to the perfect quarterback, but when you had those, you still had issues and scandals and little brush fires to put out along the way, whether we've seen them, didn't see them, dynasty, whatever. And now you're seeing that when you don't have the quarterback and when you're trying to figure out if you have a coach, like owning an NFL team, even for good owners. And if I were voting in my own poll, I would vote same as I ever felt or whatever the hell my third option was, because I think the Krafts are very much capable of making the right decisions, doing the right things and guiding the ship in the right direction. But much like the ship behind me, there will be rough seas and you got to figure it out. And they're also capable of screwing up, of making mistakes, just like I think everyone is. I mean, who's the best owner in the NFL? Like, if I just said that to you sort of off the cuff, I think it's probably like second tier quarterbacks. It ebbs and flows with the talent they have, the coach they have, and the success they have on the field, right? Like, ooh, the Rooneys are great owners. Oh, I don't know if they are. Ooh, Jeffrey Lurie's good. Boy, did his team fall apart last year under his guidance.
What about the people may say the Hunt family, because Kansas City has been the goal. Yeah, that's a crazy thing. Everybody hates these guys. Yeah.
So I don't know who the best owner is. And I think, again, when we rank quarterbacks, we always say, like, you have Mahomes, Burrow, like, there's four or five that you know are Rodgers. When they're healthy, they're at the top of the league. And then 6 through 12 rotate in and out based on the year, the situation, luck, whatever it may be. I feel like ownership, you don't have the top five. Everybody's just in that next tier where, based on circumstances, you'll look good, you'll look bad, you'll rise, you'll fall. And right now, the reality is, and I did this poll with some, I wouldn't use names, but I polled probably a half dozen media members who've covered the Patriots for decades. And they all agreed that even going back to post-Parcells, pre-Belichick, whatever you want to do it, this is probably the lowest approval rating or lowest confidence level in the Krafts in the entirety of their tenure. And that's okay, right? Like, it was going to come. It was going to be due because there was going to be challenges. So I do find it interesting, 65% worse.
That's 2/3 of all respondents within the first hour of all the diehards and the grizzled Foxborough faithful that follow you, or even the ones that are just having this thrown in front of them because the algorithm figured, like, this is something Patriots related you might want to see. And I'll say my feeling is the same too. You know, for anything that perhaps for however much Robert Kraft may be slowing down and Jonathan may be spiraling up to take his place, I think ownership in their capacity to run a competent professional football team remains the same. Robert Kraft spent a lot of time, and this is, I think, a significant fear of Pats fans, and one I'm not quite as on board with yet, but I can see why this would be festering for them, is that one of the things that bothered people during the dynasty nothing bothered people during the dynasty aside from people trying to take away draft picks and tell us that how jealous they were of the success the Patriots enjoyed and we as fans bathed in for 20 years. It was not reality. It was a dynasty. But in the dynasty docuseries, people think that Robert Kraft was too concerned with rewriting history or painting himself in a more favorable light, some revisionist historianism and whitewashing of how things went, and that optics played too much of a part in just trying to tell a story from certain people's perspectives. And if now optics once again is a primary concern, that's going to bother people because they just want to see good football. That's it. They don't care how it's presented. They don't care the color of the people playing the games, coaching the team, running the organization, where they came from, how they graduated. They don't care about pronouns, genders, nothing. It is all love and all acceptance. We just want good football. That's it. That's the only thing I think all Patriots fans care about is just give us a fun football team. Back to the Andy Hart principle. Entertain me. And if you're going to be concerned about money and making sure this looks right and what are people saying about us, then it's going to be a mess and it's going to become some big corporate cluster F. And it's a shame because you don't have Tom Brady, like you mentioned. You don't – what Tom Kraft said his greatest skill or greatest accomplishment in his professional life was keeping Belichick and Brady together for 20 years. Tom Brady's greatest skill, aside from just being the invincible competitor who, with his last gasp, would somehow find a way to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat on a regular basis. It's sort of like, you know, you were saying like the things are kind of messy. And Brady's skill was like, man, every time I come over to your house, it always just looks like it's being staged like for sale on Zillow or something. Brady just made everything look, because he was the cleaner, because he was the healer, because he was the Flex Seal, right? But all that stuff gets tucked away somewhere. And now you don't have somebody that knows how to like sort and clean everything to make the house always look good. And the mess and the gaps and the cracks and everything else is starting to show. Who's going to come in and help clean up the mess next, Andy?
Drake May.
You think so?
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. But I agree with you. Like, I always go back to the question from Gladiator. Are you not entertained? If I put that poll out right now to Patriots fans, I think it might be 100% or not entertained. Is there a single Patriots fan who's been entertained by the last year? Anything? Like, I don't know. So
yeah, one day when Tom Brady ran out in his daughter's Patriots jersey and said, let's effing go in the end zone. That's about it. Last season sucked. So there are so many other 4-12 teams in history, 2-14 teams that I can guarantee you if we sat down and just did a rewatch of all the games, we'd probably say like, oh, this is way more entertaining than last year's Patriots team. Way more entertaining. Like, it's nothing's been entertaining about this at all. And that's the big fix that they need.
And I would include in that the transition of power went a weird way because of, and I still blame Mike Vrabel for getting fired for this. I think the transition of power would have been more popular and palatable if Mike Vrabel weren't available. And then the burn some cash, weaponize offseason. Like, they set themselves up for failure. They created an expectation and a thirst. They people were ready. I think people had the old TO popcorn. Like, they were, ooh, free agency starting, got my popcorn, let's go. Hey, did they change the time of the week of the date of when free agency starts? Because my popcorn's starting to get stale and I haven't been able to eat any yet because you haven't made me excited.
Say, this is Sione Takitaki. Oh, it says right here that he is the best coverage linebacker last season. Awesome. I'm not going to sit through, I'm not going to sit in 37 degree weather so I can see Sione Takitaki break up an 8-yard out route because he read the route, you know. And even last night on Keefe's show, we were talking about who stars, you know, people that you'd care about. And, you know, Keefe was saying like, yeah, Christian Gonzalez may soon be a star. Because he saw he went to a store in the mall with the kids and he saw 3 Patriots jerseys for sale. Mac Jones at 75% discount.
Ooh.
I think there was also Ramondre Stevenson and Matthew Judon. And I'm surprised there were even 3 Pats jerseys for sale. And of course, one of them now is at such a steep discount. He was given away for a 6-round draft pick, just told go away. He's like, oh, Gonzo could be for sale too. But I'm going to get into this later when we go through some mock drafts. And I'm curious if you, how you feel about this. The lack of star power on this team is super concerning. Like, it's not like you have to be a winning football team and you need to be entertaining as well. But like, I'm not going as a Patriots fan to watch Christian Gonzalez alone play cornerback. Like, I need more than that. And this
and you
team
can't. You yeah, can't. You, like, I mean, the offense can, if he's the greatest, let's just dive all in. He's the greatest cornerback in the history of the game. Yeah, so I'm not going to throw over there. So I'll just, he'll be doing nothing on one little piece of the field where he'll take away a receiver, right? Like, there's no, like, he doesn't control his opportunity to make plays and create excitement within the ball game. And then all the other people that are supposedly stars, Barmore, Stevenson, they're not under contract after this year. They might all be gone after this year. And now I'm not saying they will be, because the one thing it looks like this regime is going to do is re-sign players. So that may be a possibility. If you ask me a jersey to buy, and this is a little snarky, but it's also a little true, I'd get the deal on the Mac Jones jersey and figure out how I turn it into May and hope that they'd take Drake May. And I mean, I got the E.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got. I got to figure M-A-Y. Yeah, I don't know. I got to figure it out. But that's what I would do.
Duct There's tape, a very good chance your Garoppolo jersey had Jones pasted over it. So now just paste May over it.